Week 2, Thursday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Creator of the stars of night, the people's everlasting light, Redeemer, Saviour of us all, O hear your servants when they call. As once through Mary's flesh you came to save us from our sin and shame, so now, Redeemer, by your grace, come heal again our fallen race. And when on that last judgment day we rise to glory from decay, then come again, O Saviour blessed, and bring us to eternal rest. I will make you the light of the nations to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Psalm 71. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarsus and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will make you the light of the nations, to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save the poor, from oppression he will rescue their lives. Psalm 71 continued. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land to the peaks of the mountains. May its roots rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will save the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. Reading from James chapter 5. Be patient then, my brothers, until the Lord comes. See how the farmer is patient as he waits for his land to produce precious crops. He waits patiently for the autumn and spring rains, and you also must be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. The judge is near, ready to come in. Responsory. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. The one who will come after me already existed before I was born. I am not fit to undo his sandals. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The one who will come after me already existed before I was born. I am not fit to undo his sandals. Intercessions. God is light. If we live and move in light, there is love between us. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another. May we who are Christians be known by our love. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another. Without love, the world cannot be at peace. Rid our world of hatred and fear. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another. Help husbands and wives to find comfort in sorrow and strength in trials. Grant them enduring love. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another. Lord, keep all the dead in your care, those we have loved and those no one remembers. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Clear a pathway, Lord, into our hearts, to make us ready for your only Son, so that when he comes, we may serve you in sincerity of heart. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.